They still smell the powder burning, and they probably always will.
Welcome back to the Jeff Porter Show at FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for sticking around on this Monday morning. If you want to get in a text, you got a few texts to get to here, but 251-343-0106. Try to get to those before the end of today's show. Joining us now on the line, a friend of the program, I'm always glad he can make time for us. He's in the Alabama State Senate, but he is running for Congress in the 2nd Congressional District, State Senator Greg Allbritton on the line. Senator, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. Good morning. How are you, Jeff?
I'm doing well. Doing well. Thank you for coming on. And you joined the a very crowded field for this open congressional seat. Talk a little bit about your decision to run and kind of what you see as like some key planks of your platform in your campaign.
Well, my main concern is South Alabama and the economic power that we have. Mobile, out of the 13 counties that's in this new CD2, Mobile is, I think, there's only two of them that have shown any growth, and Mobile is the only one showing any kind of growth in this district. It is the economic engine of this whole region. And now with this redrawing, that's going to put the main economic factors, i.e. the port, the Airbus, ThyssenKrupp, Austal, all of those will be significantly affected in Washington by our representation. And this is an opportunity for Mobile and South Alabama to gain two representatives instead of just one up there. That's one of the most significant things that's there. The other, frankly, is, as you know, I'm chairman of the general fund with Alabama, and we've done some pretty good work in the last little while. Alabama is stronger now from a fiscal standpoint than we have been in decades. I haven't done all that by myself, but I have had a significant hand in that. When you compare that with Washington, which is on the verge of another shutdown, which is on the spend print and spend some more, we've got to get control of that. I've got a proven record of fiscal conservatism, and that's what I want to take to Washington. Now, I know that one in 435 appears to be a weakened position. But Alabama money budget is so much controlled by the feds, we've got to get a handle on these matters. I think I'm the best one to handle that.
Yeah, certainly. The fiscal discipline of the general fund. And I know I told you this in the past, but I really had the kind of watching you during this last session. It's almost like you're a goalkeeper just batting down all of these charges at people wanting money for whatever it may be. And you and Chairman Orr with the same sort of situation just have to say no a lot of times, which is something very difficult to do in politics.
Well, it is. I mean, let's face it, a good part of politics is bring home the bacon. But you've got to make sure that you've got a hog to slaughter. All right. And that's the budget process. The sausage making and everything, all that mess is true. It's not an easy job, and particularly when you have to get votes, and those votes are controlled very often by money matters. So controlling that, having the controls in place to control that, and your own dedication to making sure that you're protecting the state and the taxpayers on this. Government is always going to waste money in some way or fashion. Our hope is to waste as little as possible and make sure that as much of the taxpayer money gets to those services and in the ground, if you will, more readily and more correctly every day. And that's what we try to do. Mine is not just batting down either. One of the things I've instituted is a great deal of oversight. I've been having more oversight, more hearings, more controls, follow-up, if you will, on the expenditures to make sure that the money is being handled correctly.
Let's talk about this. You ought to be pretty strong in South Alabama. It's your home turf. and you know it well. What about the rest of the district winning Montgomery, getting, I mean, all the way to Phoenix City, Senator? How do you, because it's such a Frankensteinian creation, the second congressional district, what do you do to really shore up support in those, in the other parts of the district?
What I'm doing now, you work it. You work it. It's shoe leather and tire tread, okay? You go there. You see the people. You make the phone calls. You involve yourself in those local areas. That's what you got to do. It is salesmanship, unfortunately, very often, but it's really getting to know the people, letting them know what your record is. And you're right, 13 counties is a long way. 13 counties, and how many school districts and the number of commissioners. It's not an easy job. But Jeff, I've been accused of looking for difficult things, not the easy things. That's what I do. If you don't stand up to do those things that are hard, you're not going to accomplish anything worthwhile.
Well, what do you think the identity of the second congressional district really is, or does it have one? Because, I mean, you have a situation here where the mayor of Mobile and the mayor of Montgomery now live in the same congressional district, and these are very different places. Are you running like five different races here, just depending on where you are any given day? Or is it like, you know, is there some kind of unifying theme?
Good question. To your first one, I don't think CD2 has an identity on this. Okay. That's number one. The other question is it going to keep the identity? We don't know how the Supreme Court's going to rule on this, and it will go up to the Supreme. So far, all we've had is preliminaries as to whether we have injunctions or not. All that's been turned down, but the issue has not been addressed. It will get to the Supreme Court, and we don't know how that's going to turn out yet. But yeah, it is like, I wouldn't say a monster, but it is disjointed at the least. And I have to find that out myself. I have to find that out from talking to people. I have to discover, if you will, and help people discover where our unifications and interests are. And hence, that's why I think the physical aspects of things are important. It doesn't matter whether you're in Mobile or in Montgomery or in Phoenix City or in Evergreen. If you're in one of those places, your concern is, how do I get the funds I need to accomplish the tasks that we have to have? The Mobile River Bridge, the roadways, the internets, all those things, the ports, all those things continue to be important. The port is just as important in Montgomery as it is in Mobile, and I've got to bring that together, unification.
Let's say you are the nominee for the Republicans, and what kind of challenge do you see ahead of you making or keeping AL2 Republican, given the change in the demographics? Who knows what kind of influences on the voters there will be come 2024 election day. But what do you do there to sell a Republican brand for this district?
You work again. You discuss the realities of where we're faced with. I'll go back to how Alabama sits right now in the financial and fiscal aspects. Alabama has increased its credit rating. The United States has declined. That's two key aspects that we need to look at. My argument is the Republicans have been successful in increasing and improving Alabama's status that way, and the Democrats have been in charge of the decline that way. So that's going to be one of my major sales, is you go to the folks that are effective in protecting your dollars and protecting your home and protecting your wallets.
Well, and another question I have for you, not living in the district, I mean, talk, address that if you would.
I will. You know, I have a home, and in Senate 22 has been the redheaded stepchild of redistricting for years now. I could go into a long-winded dissertation, but let me say this. I live in Atmore right now. I own property and home still in Range, which is in Kanaki County within Senate District 20, Congressional District 22, but not in Senate District 22. Correction. Congressional District 2 and not Senate District 22. To maintain my Senate seat, I must live in the Senate District, which I do in my home in Atmore. When I win the congressional seat, I will change my voting and my homestead to my home in Range, which will be in Congressional District 2. Keep in mind, those distances are about 20 miles apart. Keep in mind that this used to be, and all of this used to be, in one particular congressional district. It's all been changed around. But I've lived in five of these counties of the 13-county Congressional District too. I've lived in those. I've worked in all of these. I've always been a part of this district. I've lived in the confines of the new Congressional District too for more than 30 years. So I know this district. I know the people. I know the area. So I'm comfortable with running for this seat.
I'm joined by State Senator Greg Albritton, now candidate, Republican candidate for Alabama's 2nd Congressional District. Senator, it looks like you got a real, real crowded field. And it kind of came together there at the very end, the last couple of days of qualifying, just how crowded it was. Did you foresee this many candidates, Republican and Democrat, getting in this race?
That wasn't part of my decision, okay? Representative Moore ran or didn't run, whether anyone else would come in or anything of that nature, that wasn't my concern. My concern, frankly, is this the right thing that I should do? Whether this is something that I can make a change in or not, whether I have the capabilities of doing it or not. That's where my decisions came from. As far as the number of people, all 21 are welcome. The last thing we need is a blessing of a candidate. Politics is supposed to have more involvement in it from the grassroots up. I wish there were more people in it, frankly, to give the people a true choice of who they're going to vote for, Democrat and Republican. I think this is what the whole republic is about, is political involvement of individuals. So I welcome the competition.
And you know, you got till March, primary day, and I think it'll probably be a runoff there as well with the last two are determined. But I mean, like, how do you approach this? Like, how busy are you? What does your schedule look like in this early stage of this campaign?
Phone calls and driving and talking and shaking hands and developing. It's the same thing that I've been doing anyway. All right. It's still talking policy. It's still developing the process. It's still meeting people. It's still listening to folks. It's the same process. I've got to do it on a larger scale. I've got some new people to meet. I've already started that. And I look forward to that. I like people. I like being able to see folks. I like talking to people about these issues. So I'm looking forward to it.
It's just, I guess, how much time do you have to spend? Because I imagine you're going to be away from home a lot. Just given the enormity of the 2nd Congressional District, you're going to have to really get to know you, kind of friends and neighbors thing going in some other parts of the district.
Good idea. I like that idea. You want to help?
I mean, I'm not telling you anything you don't know, but I haven't really thought about it. I'm sure you've given it a lot of more consideration than I have.
Certainly. I've looked at the maps. I've driven. I've already been over the area. I've talked to folks in the different areas, and I'm cognizant of the challenges. And I've got to get better acquainted with Russell County and Barber County. I've got to get better acquainted with some of those others. I don't know them as well as I do my folks over here. But I'll do that. And yeah, it's going to be, instead of a 24/7, it's going to be something like a 36/12, days and weeks. It'll be a constant endeavor, between now and then. I will probably make myself obnoxious over the weekends, and holidays, trying to do my job, but that's the nature of it.
Well, and I would think you would have a little bit of a advantage. Like, does any of this apply being in the state senate in such a leadership role, knowing the state maybe a little bit better than some of your opponents, or at least this part of the state?
Well, I don't know. You can't fool yourself in thinking that you are better than others think you are. I don't know what advantages I have or don't have in the public eye. All I know is what I know. All I feel is what I have to do. This I'm committed to. I didn't step into this lightly or quickly. This has been on my mind for some time. But the decision was made, and I'm in it. I'm in it to the core. I'm in it to win, and I think we're going to make the best move here for Alabama, for South Alabama, with getting me into that seat.
Senator, we got to wrap it up here, but if folks want to find out more about your candidacy or anything else, is there a place they can look at on the Internet?
Sure. AllBrittenForAlabama.com. AllBrittenForAlabama.com is the website there. Deborah tells me my cell phone is owned by most of the free world. That's on there also, I think. That's the key aspect that'll begin the process. This is going to be an expensive race. Everybody knows it's going to be an expensive race. And I'm not sure how I'm going to be able to hold up as far as fundraising and such. That's one of my weakest points, frankly. But I'll work it. I'll work it as much as I possibly can. And people look at the website, call me, text me, reach out to me. I'm willing and anxious to make this work.
State Senator Greg Albritton there, running for Congress. Senator, thank you for making time for us.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity. It's good to talk to you, Jeff.
We got to get a break in here. We'll probably get Senator Albritton on a few more times throughout the cycle. But anyway, we got to get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Porter Show on FM Talk 106.5. Right.